36-year-old corrections officer Julie Christensen is still hospitalized more than 3 months after the March 27th disturbance when she was attacked as she tried to get an inmate back in his cell. Wausau area businessman Paul Jones chaired the independent panel that looked into conditions at the jail.
You remember Lee Iacocca saying, if you really want to understand how to make a car, go down to the assembly line and ask the people that make the car. So the best revelations came from the inmates and the corrections officers. How could you possibly get closer to what's going on in a jail than to ask those people?
Jones says the panel discovered serious issues that created an unsafe environment.
There's some good people in this organization that just were not able to perform at the level they're capable of. The system wasn't working.
Among the panel's recommendations, more employee input in decision-making, a new staff code of conduct, better handling of inmate grievances, changing policies for work release, and improving jail management. Two changes have already taken place. The resignation of the former sheriff after a newspaper expose showed he was frequently away from work, and the resignation of the jail administrator following the attack. The new sheriff, Scott Parks, says he will make the recommended changes.
I'm just grateful for the assistance that was provided us by this independent panel. Be assured that we take this very seriously and we are going to be implementing change.
The citizens panel will convene twice a year to make sure progress is being made. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.